fight.
Not the pants.
Anyways. Oh, we're recording.
Yeah, I thought I'd sneak that in there.
Damn it!
Aw, you're going to need to bleep that out.
Why?
Because you get to edit this week.
Okay, sure, but I'm pretty sure that doesn't count as explicit.
Oh, okay, well, we'll check. We'll check the...
Anyways! Short one at that.
Yes.
Because of some unexpected errors with Audacity.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah. But we'll go with that.
I'm Cliffs.
And I'm Faison Chaos.
Yeah. And so our theme this week is video game music.
And we're just jumping right in there and skipping the regular what have you been playing.
Yeah.
So anyways, video game music. Start talking about the Mario theme.
Da 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 da.
Boom. 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 Boom.
That stuff, if you know that. I'm sure you do, since everyone knows it.
Even people who don't play video games. It's part of the cultural consciousness, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everyone knows that theme.
It's just, like, pervasive.
Everyone. It's everywhere.
If you heard it, you'd recognize it.
If you haven't heard it, then you're in the minority.
Yeah. Other themes, like, I don't know, the Zelda theme. It's pretty popular. I think most people catch on to that, too.
But back to the whole Mario thing. Like,
yeah.
Well, there's the interesting thing with...
Oh, yeah.
Athlete's Egg.
Yeah, the... If you slow that down, it's the same melody as this old song called... Green something. Like, green, the grass something or other. I don't know. I don't remember how it goes, but I heard it once.
Not greens, as you were saying earlier.
No, yeah.
The Kirby song.
Right.
But yeah, another thing that's some of the music in like the music in Super Mario Galaxy, amazing,
orchestral.
It like some of the music in that game is absolutely fantastic. Like the Good Egg Galaxy and the Gusty Garden Galaxy, which we actually did have playing in the background in one of the previous podcasts. Some of that stuff is just absolutely fantastic music.
Oh yeah.
Which
also, like, with the orchestral part, we've even got, like, big concerts now, like Video Games Live.
Yeah.
And play a video game symphony.
And then another thing that's sort of in that vein is I think there's, like, not quite video games, but I think there's, like, some Star Wars thing that's coming here at the end of June.
Oh, is there?
So that could be kind of neat. Anyways, another thing with that, with orchestral music, which is because I actually recently got the Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles The Crystal Bearers soundtrack, and I didn't notice this as much when I was playing the game, but listening to the soundtrack, I was actually really impressed. Like, some of the music, it sounded like stuff that would be in movies in the background. Like, I was really impressed by what they did with the music in that. Like, it was really good quality.
I'll have to take a listen to that, because I haven't yet. One thing that's interesting is also just how they use music to set a mood.
Yeah.
Like, in Fear 2, and I think Fear 1, a lot of the music was set, like, perfectly with the scenes that you'd be playing in the game, so, like, everything would work nicely, and you get that whole mood going on.
One of the things like that is with Fragile Dreams, which I have been talking about a lot on the podcast and have been playing a lot of lately, is they use the lack of music to set a mood, because other than during cutscenes and when there are enemies, there's no music at all.
Oh yeah.
It's only like ambient noise. But it sets the mood perfectly. Like, it really helps give you the feeling like, holy crap, I am completely alone. This is kind of freaky.
Oh yeah. And then something that's interesting is like when they use music and sort of use it to contrast with stuff, like in Plants vs. Zombies, it's almost like elevator music sometimes. It's this really happy, peaceful stuff, and I'm just like, zombies are attacking me. But this fits so well somehow. I don't even know.
Speaking of elevator music, that makes me think of the Professor Layton soundtrack, because in the second game there's this one track. It's like the perfect elevator music. It's hilarious. It's just hilarious to hear playing, because it's like, I feel like this should be playing in an elevator.
Oh yeah.
It's fantastic. And the music in that series in general is just really good.
Oh, yeah,
I especially love
the
main themes from all three games. Well, and I'm assuming I would love the main theme from the fourth one. I think that's out in Japan now. We haven't even gotten the third one yet, though, which is kind of annoying.
Speaking of other, well, maybe not iconic, but, like, you'll get the recurring themes throughout a game series,
yeah.
too. Like, the Final Fantasy, you always hear Victory Fanfare.
And
the Prelude is often...
Yeah, that one. They even mix that into the title theme, actually, for Crystal Bears. Like,
yeah.
It's sort of hidden away in there, but you can definitely notice that it's there. And like you don't hear it at first, but then when it comes in, it's just like, man, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then there's the whole cultural effect with video game music, where you've got, like... video game cover bands and remixing groups.
Yeah.
Like OC Remix.
Or the Eskimos.
Or the Black Mages, even. Which is like, hey.
That's also, that's not quite as much cultural, because that's like from the guy who makes the music, like Nobuo Uematsu.
He's like, hey, I want to do rock stuff. We'll just remix my songs.
Go, go, go!
And then they pretty well turn out awesome.
Pretty much.
And yeah, then we've got like our local one, Mode 7. They do remix stuff, or cover stuff, I should say.
And then, in terms of that, then there's also the people that make music that's that make like chiptune music and stuff like that. Like, especially one of the bands I really like is An Monoguchi. They're a really good one.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You got like Bitshifter, and there's tons of them, and there's some really good stuff out there that people make. Like,
speaking of chiptunes and stuff,
really impressive.
One thing that's interesting is with like Mega Man 9 and 10, how they go back to the 8-bit roots.
Oh, yeah,
they
make cool.
They redo the music in that style, too. So, yeah. I don't know. Just, it's a little blast from the past when you play it again.
And it's also kind of nice how lately I've been noticing a bit of a trend in some remakes of games. You have the option of using the original music from it.
Yeah, or
like,
some remix.
That's used in Heart Gold and Soul Silver, I think, although I don't get that. I didn't do that until later. And then in the Cave Story release on WiiWare, you also have the option of going with the new music or the original music.
Oh, yeah. Which is really neat, because, like, for some people who want the old stuff, they can get that, but if you want to hear this, new version or revitalized version of the music with maybe, lots of the time it's just orchestrated, like, orchestral remixes of things you'll get.
Yeah.
Or instrumental, if it used to have vocals, that's always cool.
One example of not quite the same sort of situation, but in Fat and Kaito's Origins, they, for one of the bosses closer to the end of the game, they used an orchestral version of the main battle theme from the first game, the True Mirror.
Ooh.
And that turned out really well, actually. I was quite impressed, and I really liked the battle theme, especially the guitar version.
Oh, yeah. And it's kind of cool how you can tell with some composers that it was by them.
Yeah.
Like, BK soundtrack, BKO, of Bankettos, by Kaito's Origins.
Kotoe Sakuraba, you can sort of get his general.
Oh, yeah. Like, style. I listened to the battle theme and the victory theme from Bankettos, and then you listen to it in that one game that's...
Eternal Sonata?
Eternal Sonata, yeah. With the whole Chopin thing. And those themes are very similar. But it's really cool, because you're like, hey, this sounds familiar, and it's new, though, at the same time.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. One of my favorite tracks from Bankaitis Origins is Iconoclasm. It's a really cool track. Might have it playing in the background here. And then... But yeah, and RPGs in general, a lot of times,
they
have some really good
really
music.
Good
like, one track that we know pretty well is Fatalized from Tales of Symphonia.
Oh, yeah.
Although the music in that game, it seems kind of, like, not necessarily... Clearly lower quality in the composition, but just it doesn't sound as like it sounds more MIDI-ish, I guess, than a lot of
maybe
music
it was compressed differently
on, like GameCube, Xbox, PS2 generation up.
The other thing that you guys like, lots of people will transcribe music, so you get like
sheet music
for piano and guitar and stuff like that. It's really neat how we get video game music affecting and interacting with the fans, especially.
And then another game that it goes completely with the style, but it's a lot pretty different than what you'll hear in a lot of games, is the music from Okami, which, since going along with the game's extremely Japanese style, it has very Japanese-sounding music. So it's pretty interesting, and it has some
that has a really,
really good music.
So, since we've been talking about, like, soundtracks so much, I guess our question of the week would be, what's your favorite video game soundtrack? Just drop us a line, or whatever you want to call it, whatever slang they're using nowadays. contact.bit.boys@gmail.com.
Or if you want, you can send us a message on Facebook or Twitter, but
yes.
We don't check Twitter very often, so...
So, Facebook is better.
Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much it for this week's short version of the Bit Boys podcast. So, that has been the Bit Boys podcast for Friday, April 23rd.
Yep.
So,
thanks. Week 2.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next week.